Now, there are many processes in physics, chemistry, biology, just about everything else, which are very interesting, but happen far too quickly for us to be able to see, so they're very difficult to study. Now, there have been many forms of high-speed imaging to look at them, but they tend to work by making conventional cameras faster, which normally involves expensive mechanical systems, and the whole system's cost up to hundreds of thousands of pounds, if not millions of pounds. And you can, quite often, if you get very, very fast, you can only see a very, very few frames. You can only take, like, 100 frames or something, so you've got to catch exactly the interesting thing, which can be very, very difficult. And because their the exposure time is so short, they get very, very low light sensitivity. So if you're not careful, you have to illuminate the sample so brightly that the light levels will just fry it. And this is useless if you're looking at something biological, because a fried cell isn't going to behave the same as a normal cell. Now, the European Megaframe project have managed to build a camera capable of 1 million frames every second by approaching the problem from a different direction. They've taken sensors called single photon avalanche diodes, which, as the name suggests, can detect individual photons. So this camera is very, very sensitive because it can actually see individual photons rather than 10 or 20 like a normal camera. And these detectors are connected to timers, which can tell you exactly when the photon arrived to within 100 picoseconds, which is like a 10 billionth of a second, so very, very accurately. And they're ready to receive another photon in about another 32 nanoseconds after that. Now, they've made people have had these for a while, but now they've managed to build arrays of these detectors up to 128 square. Which is a long way from a high-definition video, but immensely better than the alternative of using individual detectors. Now, the precise measurement of when each photon gets to the detector means the camera can be used in forms of image which know precisely when the photons arrive. So things like, there are some dyes, things like Oregon Green Baptor 1, which emit light after they've been given energy by a laser, and how fast that light decays is dependent on the concentration of things like calcium.
So what sort of things can you actually use this camera for? I mean, presumably not for taking like pictures of football or something like that.
Well, there have been all sorts of... you can look at anything which happens very, very quickly, but specifically things which emit light, because it's very, very sensitive. So these dyes, if you put them in a cell, like a nerve cell, the amount of calcium is very important to where a nerve cell fires. And so if there's lots of calcium there, then it's going to change the decay rate of this how quickly the light is emitted from this kind of dye. So you can keep flashing it with a laser with one kind of light and then look at the light coming off it. And if you know exactly when those light photons are coming off, you can actually see a pulse going down one nerve cell. They've actually taken photos of a pulse going down a nerve cell. And they reckon that as they get more pixels in their arrays, they'll be able to see like groups of nerve cells, like 10 or 20, and see how signals pass through groups of nerve cells.
So you could actually look at thoughts travelling around the brain. That would be fantastic.
Or at least a slice of brain.
A small slice of brain.